The problem was never the money. I've got tons of nonprofits bringing in tons of money and they're stressed to the max and they're wore out and they're tired and they don't know why. And I'm like, well, how much are you paying yourself? And you're like, well, I shouldn't get paid. No, that's something you've decided that you want to believe in, but that's not a true statement. And like, well, you know, all these nonprofits around making all this kind of money. That's just not right. According to who? According to what? Why should someone not be paid for the talents that they bring to the table? Why should this not work out this way? I'm like, the top nonprofits.
Why should the staff have to be, you know, on food stamps or have a second job just to be able to afford to help somebody else? Any nonprofit who's putting their team in a position that they need to rely on another nonprofit or their own nonprofit, that's not really helping. And I am such a firm believer that actually the better your team is taken care of, the more people they can actually help. So it feels safe to say, oh, we're not going to spend money on these things. But it is not safe. One of the examples I love from one of my favorite authors, Margaret Wheatley, who's actually very well known for doing some great consulting with the military. And she's a big systems thinker. And she talks about, you know, what we can learn from science and apply it to organizations. And she talks about in thermodynamics, we have this, I think it's thermodynamics, this concept of entropy, right? Mm-hmm. So something that is just, right? So that's just giving off energy is actually shrinking, right? And that's what a lot of nonprofits are doing. They think they're being safe and being still, but they're still giving off energy. So they're actually shrinking or sinking, as I like to think of it, because I like the boat analogy. And so they don't realize that they're actually doing something that's dangerous. They're putting their missions and the people they serve at risk by being so afraid to spend money or try something different or innovate. And it's not just because of them, right? We have this cultural thing going on that tells nonprofits, like, it should feel hard, right? It's better if it feels hard. You should be sacrificing yourself, right? But that's not true. You got to put your own mask on first.